systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the Jumble. Today is Friday, February 18th, 2011. My name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
And this is episode 461.
Damn.
Hey, something sounds really awfully familiar about February 18th. Happy anniversary!
Oh, woo! Yeah!
Three years, motherfucker! 3 years! Holy shit.
Three years of doing this?
Three long...
Grueling,
treacherous, unhealthful, tragic, uncomedic. 3 years we've been doing this. Amazing.
And 2 years.
2 years for me and you doing this thing
together.
That this little thing that we're doing.
Yeah.
We got Lyrical in the house. Well, not in the house, but in the chat. Where are you at, Lyrical? He's in Oregon, I think, still.
I have no idea.
I'm so excited that we've been doing this for this long. It's awesome.
We've
had a lot of cool shit happen and
some ups, some downs.
Yeah, there was a breakup in there. Burger says 2 years. What about the breakup? So it's been like a year and 3 weeks and like a year, 11 months and 3 weeks. We'll take that week out, I guess.
I'm not even gonna count that. So we've been together for 2 years.
2 years. I still saw you.
We were still somewhat it's together fun. In that
I
breakup.
Was thinking of you when I was fucking her, so it's fine.
Yeah.
So happy anniversary.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you guys for, you know, listening to us. I was kind of curious. I think I figured it out, and I think 26 is the listener that's been listening the longest. So,
okay.
No one really called in to say, hey, here's, you know, how long I've been listening for. But honestly, I think it is 26. The Bloodner, if anyone listened to the really old episodes, the Bloodner, he was one of the first real fans that we had. But
yeah.
I haven't heard from him in over a couple years. So, and 26 came either at the same time or right after him. So,
and he's been in and out for a long time.
26?
So, yeah, he's
he always
been
listens.
Around.
He just he doesn't interact that much, but he's in college and busy and all that.
Yeah.
So, and Bad Manners in the chat, he's been listening for a month or so. So that's pretty awesome.
Cool.
We have some rankings for the 2011 Jamhole Finance Fund.
Oh yeah.
In the lead right now. Actually, I have this. I made a notepad. I'm going to make it on the site. This isn't on the site yet, but I have the notes that will go to the site. In first place, we have... I didn't know if he wants me to use his real name. So we have Bad Manners.
Okay.
In first place for 2011 with $50.
Right.
In second place, I don't know what his screen name is, so I'm not going to say his last name just in case, but we have Brandon.
Okay.
He's in second place with $20.
All right.
And then third place is a local listener named Katrina with $5.
Cool.
And Bad Manners in the chat says, yeah, suck it, bitches.
Nice.
And the invite to ILT is spoken for. So thank you for that also. I'll get that sent out to you probably tomorrow. So bribing might... was it the bribe or was it because he was the first person to ask me for it? I don't know. I'm just saying, if you ask me and you don't get it, maybe send a little cash. It might help. I'm just saying.
Oh, my God.
But so I will get that sent out to you tomorrow, though, for sure. And thank you for the support.
Fuck yeah.
It's awesome. Got it.
Some possum.
Got an email from Burger, a note from your editor.
This
is a Burger. He is our mod. He is our editor, our writer, our director, I guess.
He's our guy.
He's our forums mod, thejamhole.com/forums. If you want to go there, that's our community. that I built, and you guys can hang out and talk and meet everybody and all that stuff. There's not very much activity. There's a lot of post views, I've noticed, but not many replies. So I don't know if we're just not posting interesting shit or what. So, thejamhole.com/forums.
Are you reading what's going on in
the
chat?
I'm trying not to.
Bad Manner says, I expect to see Danny's tits January 1st, 2012. And Lyrical says, her bra is enormous. I'd see it laying on the floor when I live with them. It was like a parachute.
That might have been my parachute, actually.
Yeah, you I don't know. Shut up.
Burger says, doesn't the drugs I hypothetically, fictionally sent you count for something? It does. Was that in 2011, though? I thought that was at the end of last year.
Yeah, he's...
Was that? Okay,
yes, that was this year.
So then Burger is tied for second place with $20 at... No, I don't know. I just kind of tallied real quick just the donation, so I did totally forget about that and stuff. But I'm thinking... Because there were some people that bought stuff from the store, but that's not... That's a purchase, right? Not, here's money for the show type. Should we count that stuff, too? If you buy something from the store, we counting that?
I don't know.
Because there's not much in the store, really. Like, they just bought the $250 and the 404 videos, so...
I don't know.
So it's $10.
Do what you want.
Well, all right. I mean, I don't want to penalize them that they're, you know, they are sending money, but you're getting... But we're not, I don't know, we'll figure it out. So, but anyway, that's the rankings right now. Burger. Holy shit, 3 years? I remember when I met Matt on the podcast that shall not be named, Cruise. I thought then Matt would give up this in less than a year. You and me both. You, me, and Braden both. Here we are, 3 years later, shit ton of shows. 461 as soon as we post this one.
Yep.
And now you have live shows, a dedicated server. Everyone donate. Thejamhole.com/donate. Thank you, Burger. Forums, fan page, Danny as a fiance. Danny can still send me booby pics. A bunch of drug experiments and one other podcast. Well, congratulations. Hope to see you this summer, Burger. Fuck
yeah.
Yeah. Fuck
Thank
yeah.
you, Burger.
That is cool to watch, like, the evolution of a podcast.
Watch you grow.
It happens to all of them in about the same process. You start doing just a regular podcast, and then you do an audio live feed, and then you do a video live feed, and then you get kicked off your shared plan and have to get a dedicated server. Hopefully. Hopefully you get kicked off because you have too much traffic and not because you're being a shady
fuck.
You get
to see it grow and blossom.
Bad Manner says, I'm listening to them all from Ep 1. I'm on 6 now.
Oh my god, I'm
sorry.
Dude,
I want to almost send you that $50 back in apology for that shit. Because some of those episodes, man, are fucking terrible.
Didn't you say to like start listening at like 50?
I don't know. 10 is the first one that Sean is on. And those were really fun. But we didn't really like get our groove until probably around episode 40 or 50, I'd say.
Yeah, well, it takes a little bit to figure out what you're doing and how you want your setup to be.
Exactly,
so.
And how... It's like when you first start rapping. Like, if you listen to the old shit, it's way different, even though it's the same person compared
it's
to what
evolution.
We're doing now.
Exactly. It's what happens.
You find your voice.
Yes.
You find... your flow, and
like if you
find a co-host that shows up when he's supposed to.
If you listen to my first episode compared to myself now, I sound really shy and quiet and whatever before.
Right.
And now I'm Danny.
You're comfortable.
I'm Danny of the Jam.
Well, and it does I think it takes a while to develop the character that you want to go with. Like,
right.
A lot of this stuff
and
is
your
confidence
and everything has to build up. You have to be comfortable with the voice and everything that you're putting yourself out as and blah, blah, blah.
And a lot of this stuff is, you know, our lives, but, you know, some of it's blown out of proportion.
Right.
Never, like, to the point where it's a lie, but, like... what do you call that? Exaggerated for comical use or whatever. But it's an exaggerated character of myself. Like, those that have been here in person, they know that I'm not like this all the fucking time. You know, it's for the show. Sometimes I am, but I would say I'm less exaggerated than, like, other people that have been on the show and just tried
You're
to strictly play a character.
A lot quieter. Off the show.
Bad Manner says, Law of the Jamhole presents podcasting 101. I've done that too. I've helped new podcasts be like, here's how you do it.
My parents describe you as off-putting.
off-putting.
Like, you know, just kind of like step back and like kind of away from everybody. Like, you're very...
introverted.
Yeah, you're not okay here on the show. You're like a social butterfly and you love to talk about everything and you love to
social
meet all these
butterfly
new people and
there's the
whatever
title.
And you know, have a great time, but out in public meeting new people and talking to people, you're not you're
well and
not
I have
like
different
that.
Characters like when I'm at work, I have my quiet inside polite yes sir no sir
right.
business voice, and when
but
I'm the on
way,
the phone I have a voice
and it's weird though because you know the way my parents see you and the way you know the world sees you or whoever is totally different than the way I see you. Like you're you
well
with
I don't
me.
Think anyone sees me like you see me.
Well, you're you with me, you know, and it's really funny for me to see.
Or am I? Has this been a character for the show the last 2 years? Have you been living a lie the last 2 years
probably,
of your life?
But you know, it's just really cool to be who I am and know you for you and to see you act this way on the show, act this way at your job, and act this way around everyone else. You know, you have different personas that you use throughout your life, and I'm sure I
depending
do the same
on what
thing.
I need to get out of who I'm interacting
right.
with at the time.
I'm sure I do the same thing. I don't know, do you notice that I act different around certain people?
Kind of
like
no, you're kind of a bitch all the time though, so
oh, yeah.
I don't know,
like at work, am I any different?
No, you're pretty much Dan the man, Daniel the manual cocker spaniel 24/7.
On the work schedule where it has my name and my phone number for people to contact me, it even says Daniel.
Of course it does.
I didn't write that, though. I did not.
I told him to write that.
I know you did, you asshole.
Do you guys... I know it's really, and I'm only going to do this if the live listeners, because there's a few guys now. Do you guys want to hear some Jamhole website stats as far as numbers go? Because I know, like, podcasters are always like, ooh, don't put out how many listeners and that kind of shit you have. And I've just kind of listened to that and just kind of went with it. Like, it's, you don't want to, I don't want to say brag. You don't want to brag, but you don't want to just put it out there because it's business or something. But we never really did the show to make it a business. Like, it's an LLC now only to help with some of these expenses.
Right,
like, it's never,
right.
It was never meant to be
a business
that made money and all that shit.
Right.
You know, if it could support itself, I would never ask
be
for another donation
happy.
Again. Yeah,
fuck
definitely.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I was just curious. Because I don't want to throw them out there unless you guys are interested. And if not, like, we'll just keep them quiet. So,
what was it?
Oh, I was just gonna toss out some numbers since we've some totals.
Some totals of what?
Of visits to the websites, hits, that kind of thing.
Oh,
I wasn't
I
gonna
think
say
that's
actual.
Really cool when you and I sit down together and we look at
well,
that.
Well, right,
it's
right.
Really cool.
But it's not. You never hear shows talk about that because it's like that's their
hush hush.
Everything
thing.
Is free, but if you want the listener shit, but it's like they're just numbers. Like, I think it's cool. I like watching it and watching it go up.
It like, grow. Like, oh, this
graph,
month was this.
This
much.
Graph I'm looking at is fucking cool looking. It like it's up and then it goes down and then it goes up and then it goes up and then it goes up and then it goes down a little and then, it's cool, you know. So what's the general consensus?
I think you guys at least spit out a couple of them.
All right. Let's say...
pick the good months, though.
How about just a year total from March 2010 up till right now?
Uh-huh.
As far as hits go?
Are you cool?
I was just double-checking that was the number I was about to spit out. Holy shit. Since March 2010 till February 2011, these are hits.
Okay.
2,485,432 hits.
Jesus.
And I know hits don't really mean much when you're looking at, you know, that kind of shit, but...
Right, right.
Visits, I guess, are what people are interested in.
Uh-huh. And?
268,003.
That's not bad.
No, that's individual people. That's
okay.
Visits is one IP address going to your website. Right?
Okay. All right.
So out of 268,000 people, they've hit the website over 2 million times. And that's just in the year. We've been doing this since 08, remember. These are just stats from March of 2010 till now. So,
yeah.
Just a couple numbers for you.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So, I just thought I'd throw that out there. Not, you know, like groundbreaking, but for something out of Montana, like we get some pretty decent traffic. Not bad. Burger says, how many of those were robots? Yeah, about 75%. Well, those of you in the chat right now, there's the listeners. There you go.
Done.
So
we only do this for like five people.
I know, pretty much.
Cool.
You, me, Lyrical, Braden, and that one listener.
And Burger.
Yeah. I don't know. Are those good? Is that good? Should we be proud of that? Or is that just like... Are we not popular anymore? Because I know a lot of shows. I know a lot of shows will just be like, oh yeah, millions of downloads and stuff. And it's like, well, really though? Or is that your projected outcome? Is that what you would like? Or is that what you actually get?
But, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
I just thought I'd throw it out there. It's interesting for us to watch. And, you know, we're not trying to make money. So it's there's no sense in, you know, keeping it guarded like that.
Right.
So.
I don't know. I think it's pretty cool to, like, you know, sometimes at the end of the month, we'll sit down and check it out and look at our stats. And it's really cool to see it fucking grow like that, you know?
So our best month.
I think December of last year was our best month.
December 2010 was our best month. You guys want to know some daily averages here. In December 2010, hits, 9,444 a day average.
That's a
day? Daily average. Those are hits.
Damn.
So, okay. Visits, 868 a day.
That's pretty cool.
Pages, 2,613 a day. Files, 7,111. So that's a daily average for December, which was our highest month.
That's a pretty good fucking rate, dude.
For some we made, I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
With no backing, no nothing. Yeah. Like, I downloaded WordPress and installed it, and here we are, you know.
Da-da-da-da.
Like, not bad. So.
No, I don't think we're doing bad at all.
There you go.
I think that's pretty cool.
And, yeah, if anyone wants to call in during the show, like I said, 406-204-4687, if you want to reminisce, want to remember when the first time you listened to the show was, anything like that. I know Lyrical is going to call in. You can do that now if you'd like. We'll talk to him for a few. And meanwhile, I know we've made a lot of friends in the 3 years we've been doing this. Would you say we've made more enemies or more friends?
I think we've made more friends.
Right?
Yeah.
I would think so, too.
But we've got a handful of enemies.
Well, yeah, you know. Then we've had some enemies that have completely apologized.
We've got some frenemies.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know. We've definitely made some good friends along the way. Like, we've got good connections with a lot of people.
Oh, for sure. I was stoked that when we did our first live show, we've done two live shows. We do one every year. We did the first one for our 250th episode at thejamhole.com/250. Check out the trailer for free. The videos are $5. And then we did the 404. It's cool that, because we were kind of nervous when we did the first one. We've talked about this before, but this is kind of just a reminiscent.
I was nervous that nobody was going to show up.
I know, because we live in Montana. None of our, I mean,
I didn't think we were a big thing.
We didn't have very many local listeners at that time. It was all listeners from the other shows and all that. So
I really didn't think we were that big of a thing.
And then people were like, hey, I'm flying in. Where am I going? And that was like, whoa, really?
Whoa.
That was awesome. And that gave us the confidence, of course, to, you know, do it the second year. And that was awesome.
Yeah.
I was kind of worried, like, well, what if the second one bombs? What if the first one people were there just to see us bomb? Or just to see what it was, and now they know, and now they're... But
now
no, the
like
second one was
it.
Just as good, if not better. It was more fun,
yeah.
I think.
Fuck
more
yeah,
party,
dude.
For sure.
It was awesome.
Yes. Lyrical, Sean, what's up, bud?
Hello, my friends. How are you?
Hello.
Good, man. Long time, no talk, no see. How is life, traveling minstrel?
I miss you guys.
Yeah, it's mutual, man.
I miss you, too.
I do pull-ups every morning on that.
Smell.
I do pull-ups every morning on that bar, and I think of you.
Good. Danny, is he losing his fat ass?
Actually, he's a little skinnier than when you left. So
a little bit.
A little bit.
You know, it's winter time. It's winter time too, so you know,
I
we gotta keep warm.
Feeding him. So
yeah, that helps.
Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah, you're good. You're good. Are you talking okay. into the microphone?
My microphone, my cell phone, so yes.
Awesome. Sean, what the fuck? We haven't, the listeners haven't heard from you really since the 404 Live show.
Not a lot of people have, really.
So you took off, you found love, you came back here, then you left again, and you're in Portland now?
Yes.
And where? What happened to the girl you were with? I saw some disheartening news on the Facebooks.
Well, you know, that's just the world of dating, man.
Yeah. Did
you were like so? You were so in love and so happy, and yeah. just the world was right with you. Like, I'm really curious what happened. Like, really?
Well, you know, the world was right with me before I fell in love with her, you know. Like, I had found some sort of peace or something I had been looking for.
Do we need to get the blanket out and go lay on the grass again and have a little one-on-one?
No. Everything's still good. I mean, instead of bitching on Facebook, I cut myself now.
Oh, that's really positive, though, because then at least no one makes fun of you. So that's good. I'm proud of you, bud.
Yeah. And that feels good.
Yeah, MDS says, last we heard he was chasing Bree around the country. So you ended up hooking up with Bree for a little while, right?
Well, we just hung out. We were just friends.
Right,
we
but that's
one. Road trip.
Yeah, no, I'm not. Know. Yeah, I'm just saying you ended up, you did actually meet up with her and stuff.
Yeah, she was straight up.
That's cool. Where'd you guys end up?
Real.
Where'd you guys end up going?
We wound up going all the way down to Southern California and parted ways in Mojave.
In the Mojave Desert?
That's right.
It's kind of where I was born. Right. How fitting.
Huh. Really?
Yeah, Lancaster.
That explains a lot now.
Fucking A.
That place looks like it spawned some real winners.
Yeah, you could say that, sure. You should see their school
system.
I know,
because I was at the bus station there.
That's the cream of the crop. Shit, yeah. So after that, then, you where'd you go?
Let's see, after that, I went to visit some friends in Southern Oregon, and then from there I went up to Washington and back to Montana, and then back here, yeah.
And so did you guys break up in Montana, or when you were back in Oregon?
We broke up here.
Oh.
We're back in Oregon.
Okay.
And she's now living in South Carolina.
Really?
Huh.
So, okay, I think I kind of have an idea of what might have happened.
I kind of want to know what happened.
Does it involve an ex-boyfriend that she is now back together with?
No.
An ex-husband?
No.
A current boyfriend that she did not tell you about?
I don't know. Oh. I can't say for certain.
Okay. Well, that's cool.
It was bittersweet. Unfortunately, it just didn't make it.
Yeah. Well, hey, plenty of fish in the sea, right? .com, was it? Plentyoffish.com, sure.
That's right. Keep on trucking, you know.
As soon as me and Matt have another huge breakup, I'm going to be calling you, Broseph.
That's fine.
And then you know what? Then you and I will have our own podcast.
There you go.
Right.
There you go.
It'll be Danny and the Hawk.
Moving on out.
And Matt can't watch.
Right. We'll
Matt,
ban him.
Hey,
ban
Matt,
his IP address and everything.
You know it's Thursday. You have to leave. God damn it, guys.
And you guys, I totally wish I was there on the mic with you guys right now.
I know.
So when are you coming back? You got any plans? I heard you maybe want to do a rap show up here pretty soon.
Yeah, I heard there's a rap show going on, and I might have to make a little guest appearance, man.
That's funny that even you not living here, you hear about more shit than I do. I didn't know there was a rap show going on. I haven't really been going out much, though, because I'm trying to get this album done. So I'm kind of like
for sure
sheltered in the house, like writing and recording and all that shit. So the FG,
for sure, man.
That's
good.
I sent you that one track, the new FG Hotness. Oh, man. That's the only East Coast style beat I've really liked, and it's good.
And you know what? It wants some new hotness.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
It's good.
Glad to hear it.
Well, man, I want to congratulate you guys on the third year.
Shit, yeah. Ain't got canceled yet. Hell yeah.
They tried.
That's right.
Or is it used to being tried?
I know, right? Give the old college try.
Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah. Well, we look forward to getting you on the show in person next time you come up here.
Well, I got a question, Sean.
Yes.
This is our 2-year anniversary. Are you surprised that we even made it this far and we're still together?
The amount of shock it causes me makes me have nightmares.
Did you think that was going to last at all? Were you like, that's it? Or do you think it's the show that has kept it together for as long and as well?
Do you guys want my honest opinion?
No, yes. I want you to... we do? Yes, we do, apparently.
I think you're both fucked up enough where it worked.
Sounds good. That's all I need to know.
Me too.
You know when you have, like, one broken part and another broken part, and you just take them and, like, cram them together until you get, like, two
feel
broken
like
parts, but they're smushed together? That's what we are.
Pretty
We're
much.
Just two broken parts smushed together. Write that down.
That's awesome.
So you're saying you guys are a nigger-rigged marriage.
Oh, really?
Hell yeah. I look...
I'm sorry.
Are you still...
Jerry-rigged.
Are you still going to marry us?
I swear, I will fucking marry you guys.
I'll give it the old college try.
It's going down rap style vows.
Oh man, can I battle rap my vows to her? Is there anyone in this congregation that can kick a sick beat?
God. It's like big black man. Dude pops out of a fucking.
I know.
Row.
Rozelle and Reeps won. Sorry, Reeps. We wanted the black guy, but you're good too. Oh, that'd
sure.
be great. All right, man. Well, thanks for the call. I'm gonna clear up these lines and let anyone else that wanted to say hey or congrats or whatever the fuck call in. And it was good talking to you, though, man. We miss you for sure.
Absolutely. You know what? Big thumbs up. Congratulations. And yeah, get at me. We got some big music in the works here, me and this guy.
I hope so. I want to get in on that, all up on it.
I'm talking about me and you.
We got big things planned. Hell yeah.
We're going to prove everybody wrong. And that guy that beat me up at the bus station, he's going to fucking feel like an asshole when he sees me rapping. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I know. I know exactly what you're saying. Because we have bus stations here too, man.
I probably shouldn't tell too many people that story, huh?
What happened? Now I have to know.
All right, you guys. Love you guys.
Yeah.
Keep rocking.
Okay. Bye,
all right,
Sean.
Later on.
All right, bye.
Lyrical Sean Cubberly. TheJamHole.com/people if you want to hear his background with the show. He was our Friday guy starting at episode 10. Then he died of AIDS. We got his brother on. Then he came back from the dead. To live with me and do the show pretty much on a
regular basis.
Regular basis, yeah.
Yeah, he was on for a good chunk, quite a while, and he named himself The Hawk at one point.
We have The Hawk. I have all of them. If you go to thejamhole.com/people, you can check it out there. So, all right, real quick, I got a voicemail here I want to play for y'all.
All right.
Maybe.
Hey, Matt, my buddy the other day from North Dakota emailed me. He said the weather over there was just tremendous. The wind was blowing, the snow was blowing horizontal. It was just colder than you know what. He said all my wife wants to do is sit and stare at that front window. You know what? He said if it gets any colder, I might have to let her in.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit.
Oh, that was great.
That was actually good. Thank you. That was our sales guy from where I work at. That's awesome. I love the fact that our sales guy calls in and leaves dumb jokes.
I know, right? That's pretty cool.
Oh, that's so brilliant.
That is pretty, pretty awesome. You're going to have to thank him for that.
Fuck yeah.
I might have to let her in. So.
So, yeah, there we go. If you guys want to... Oh, sorry, thejamhole.com/people, the guest page, I didn't put, like, I should have put that from the live show and stuff. people that were on the 404 show and the 250 show. I think I just left those eps out because I can't link to them because they were pay for shows. So.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, if that's really bugging you, I will fix that though, just for you, Burger, because you are our editor in chief.
Is he our boss now?
No.
Should we listen to him?
Sometimes. Sometimes. But yeah, if you guys want to call in, like I said, 406-204-4687.
Call in and congratulate us.
That's right.
If Burger is our boss, that means we get paid from him, right?
All right.
Yeah, where's my paycheck, asshole?
And I want my unemployment.
Right?
I think I got fired a while ago.
Oh, my God. We're going to have to talk corporate.
What I really like about this show, about doing this show and listening, you know, back to it, is how organic and how just free flow, basically how ADHD it is.
Yeah.
Is that I can prepare stuff, and I do, but right before we start the show, that's when I do all the show prep, except for what I write in my notebook. That gets written down, you know, in the days.
You might have something planned out for a show, but then 10 minutes before we do the show, he changes his complete lineup and just totally fucks around with everything. Like, this is not planned. This is not scripted. We don't use headphones.
About it, though, is that enables us to just see, like, MDS just posted a new submission. I want to talk about this now because it's ridiculous. But that's cool. Like, you can't do that.
But we can do that.
Yeah. And I like that.
We're very free-flowing. I like that a
lot. I really like that a lot. I like the instant feedback. That's great.
I mean, a lot of shows don't do that. Some shows do, you know, but I like the way we are.
And now
we're spontaneous.
Now I'm going to lead off with that. Am I bugging you in the chat? Must have finally found a way to destroy us. So that's good. You can call in if you want to destroy us for our third year anniversary, 406-204-4687. So, I was out eating my Wrap and Roll today, and by the way, one hot box sticker left in Wrap and Roll, and that's the last one.
Oh, man.
I took a picture of it. I was like, if you want the last one, come fucking get it. I guarantee it's going to be gone Monday. People love that shit for some reason. And so I drove, and I went and parked where I usually park, and had a little food there. Is it normal, like, when you smoke a cigarette, to wear a purple latex glove on the hand that you're holding your cigarette? I've never seen somebody do that before.
Who did that?
Just some random human. I was sitting in my truck eating, and, like, I look across the parking lot, and there's just this older, random human with a purple glove on one hand smoking. And I was like, I'm like, what the fuck? Like... And then I'm thinking, he said he quit smoking, but he really didn't for New Year's, and that's, you can take the glove off and throw it away so you don't smell, but the cigarette has to permeate that, right?
It gets in your hair. The smell of cigarette smoke, if you're a non-smoker and you go to a smoker's head and you smell their hair, you can smell the fucking smoke.
Oh, I didn't think about that. Am I Bugging You says they didn't want to have nicotine fingers. I don't have nicotine fingers, though, dude. My hands are clean. Like, I smoke Rollies, so you would think I would get that a bunch.
Well, if he's smoking right before he goes in somewhere, he doesn't have a chance to wash his hands, then...
Does that really... That's what I'm asking, though. Like, does latex really cover... You would think it would just permeate right through that.
I don't know.
Sandy says, lol, I did when I was trying to hide the smell. Sandy, everyone, from the Hot Box Podcast the chat, showing some love. What's up? MDS says he was a kitchen worker. Burger says Matt doesn't smoke that much. No, I do. I smoke I don't smoke like a lot. I go through five bags in 2 weeks of tobacco.
And that's the same as me going through a carton in 2 weeks.
No.
What?
Yeah, is it?
Yeah. Because five bags is worth
in 2 weeks.
About 2 packs.
I was thinking a week. Yeah, yeah, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, because that 5 bags you have is like 10 packs of regular smokes.
Yeah, okay.
So, it's about the same. So, you and I smoke
about
a pack a day.
Well, they say you should technically, there's 50 papers, so it's 50 cigarettes per bag. So, that's 2.5 packs, right? If there's 20 in each pack?
Yeah.
Right, so it's 2.5 packs per bag. So.
Oh.
But yeah, it was just weird because I've worked in kitchens.
You smoke more than I do.
I've worked in kitchens. And it depends because a lot of that tobacco is on the floor of my truck.
Yeah,
the rest of it is on the floor in there.
Yes,
anywhere I roll cigarettes, like that's where it all goes.
Or stuck all
over. But no, like I've worked in restaurants before, and I've never seen someone do that. It just looked weird because he was just like this random old human in the middle of this parking lot with this bright ass glove on, like just smoking. Being weird. So, I don't know.
No,
whatever.
You smoke about the normal amount.
I smoke the best amount.
Oh, yeah?
So, this story MDS just sent us. Surgeons at Yuxi City People's Hospital in the Yunnan province of southern China have successfully removed a 4-inch blade from the head of a man who claims he was stabbed 4 years ago.
Oh, my God.
Did we do a story like this where someone got stabbed, or did he get shot? And I thought we did a story like this.
I don't know. We might have done something like this. But
are you totally trying to blow up our 3rd year anniversary by feeding me false stories? When's the date on this? 2008, February 18th. We did this in our first episode. No. Although the 30-year-old man identified as Li Fuying said he suffered from severe headaches, bad breath, and breathing difficulties since he was stabbed.
Bad breath?
Yeah. My breath smells like metal and blood.
And rust.
And rust. bad breath, headaches, breathing difficulties since he was stabbed in the lower jaw during a robbery. He claims not to have known the blade broke off and stayed there when he was stabbed. Would you know that? I really feel like we've talked about this before, and I've said that. Like, you would know that you have a hunk of metal in your skull.
I don't remember it, but...
In your jaw.
I don't know, dude. Maybe, you know, when he was stabbed, he thought the guy pulled the knife out, and he saw the handle, and he thought that was out.
Did you guys see the x-ray? I know MDS posted it in the chat, but look at this. Like, look at that x-ray. You would know... That's in your fucking head. It's not a pocket knife. Like, that's a blade.
Oh, my God.
That's a fucking shuriken, dude.
It looks like it was sticking out of his head.
You got assassinated by a ninja, and you survived. That's amazing, actually.
Dude, it's sticking out of his head.
Right.
Like, you wouldn't feel the little piece sticking out?
You would.
That's a big knife.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, like... Maybe there was just a piece inside that they didn't get. Like, is that what was left? Oh, that's crazy. Dr. Eugene Flam, head of neurological surgery at Montefiore Medical Center, said it's surprising but conceivable that a 4-inch blade went unnoticed for so long. Quote, certainly in this country, he would have been scanned or x-rayed before 4 years passed. Because, you know, China likes to keep tabs on all that shit. How it happened, I don't know, but could it happen? Yes. X-ray images show the knife resting behind the man's throat. Quote, the man was very fortunate that it missed all the big vessels and structures. Apparently, the blade missed the carotid, which delivers blood to the brain, as well as his windpipe and esophagus. His esophagus. Quote, just like when we do surgery, we go through tissue planes for safe passage. There are spaces, surgeon. So the knife basically went right through one of those spaces where there just so happened not to be any major.
That's so lucky, dude. That's beyond fucking lucky.
It's a miracle.
It's like that movie we watched the other day.
What's that movie where dude got
shot in the back of the head?
The Rock.
Yeah, The Rock. He got shot in the back of the head on, like, the fucking left side, and it came...
Do you want to talk about that? We'll talk about that movie real quick, because I had something I want to mention about it. Let me finish this. Surgeons carefully removed the blade, which appeared rusty and corroded in the images, without shattering it. He said the rust would not be a long-term concern. Really, you have rust in your brain. No, it's cool, though. It's not going to be a long-term concern. It's just a little rust.
Just a little rest, no big deal.
Like tetanus, lockjaw? No, your jaw's sewed shut anyway, so don't worry about that, you know. You're fine. The incident serves as a reminder that people can and do survive head trauma with little or no disability. Unless they're a zombie.
Right.
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 Because then you're right.
Yes.
Yeah. So, there you go. That's pretty crazy.
So,
that
picture
is just fucking like... gross.
Well, that picture, I guess they're holding the blade in front of the x-ray.
Right.
So that's kind of weird. I don't know why they do that. Show me the x-ray of before you took it out of his fucking head.
just like a big old gap, just like chilling. It'd
be crazy. So that movie was Faster.
Right. So we watched Faster. Just to start things off, it has The Rock in it.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not a fan of wrestling or anything like that. I like The Rock. And the only reason I like him is because he's not using The Rock as his name in movies.
I know, thank God.
He's Dwayne Johnson. Seriously, I respect that a lot because a lot of those people, they hold on to that. Like that's
Stone Cold
their
Steve Austin.
Exactly. Like, that's all you're going to be known for. This guy can get roles and not have to be The Rock. Because some movies, too, I would think make them do that. Like, if you're going to be in this movie, we want you as The Rock. And so, I don't know. I thought that was really cool.
He's a good actor. And
he's
plays
a good,
good
actor.
He is.
That role, being the not autistic, but he's slightly off, but he's really good at driving, but he's kind of like... Not really childish, but he doesn't... He's got that look that, like, he's very vulnerable and innocent. But, like, he played that part, like, perfect.
Yeah. No, but when he's The Rock and doing the wrestling stupid shit stuff, I hate him.
I don't even know if he wrestles anymore, though, does he?
He's doing some special thing with, I think
it's still
UFC.
Big. Faster? He was big in that movie.
I don't
movie.
Know if it's
like,
UFC
damn.
Or, like, WWE. I don't fucking remember. But, he's doing something with some wrestling thing, and I just saw a commercial for it, and he's all like, it's The Rock, and blah, blah, blah. The Rock is going to blah, blah, blah. You know, and I hate that. I fucking hate, could you smell what The Rock is cooking?
You know, ever since that, every time I see a Rock, like, that's all I can think about. It's in my brain.
I hate it,
I, like, want to go over there and sniff and see if I can smell what it's cooking.
Like, it sucks, dude. He fucking sucks when he does that shit. But as an actor... No, he does a good job. He does a really good job.
Nollies Undead says, coming this summer to a theater near you, the ultimate warrior is Mrs. Doubtfire. Dude looks like a wrestler. Do you remember the ultimate warrior? That guy was crazy. That guy was fucking crazy. He was just like a big crazy.
So anyway, The Rock got shot in the back of the head. In this movie.
Yeah.
And he lived. And he's going to avenge his brother's death.
Right.
Which is super cool. And I don't know. I thought it was pretty cool. The whole movie,
It kept you interested. It was an interesting story with some nice twists. It had some good people in Billy Bob, even though he's a huge douchebag in real life. I enjoy his roles.
Oh, I love him
as
an actor.
He does the best. I love the heroin addict cop role. Like, that is perfect for him.
Yes.
I need my shit, man. That's expensive. I'll just go get it somewhere else. He's like, it's your Jones, Holmes.
He's a douchebag in life, and he's a douchebag in movies, and I love it.
That had to be the best line in that whole movie. It's your Jones, Holmes, where he's trying to get the heroin, and he's bitching about the money.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm sorry, man. You know me.
Well, that's the truth about it, dude. Heroin fucking goes faster than
you can fucking if you don't have the money for it, trust.
Somebody else does.
I promise you.
Yeah, I don't have to fucking go far either.
Then, oh well, I'll do it. Who cares?
Right?
I'll do it. Fine.
It's your Jones, Holmes.
I thought that. I've never
that
heard that
great.
Before. I thought that was so brilliant.
Me either.
It's your Jones, Holmes.
I was trying to remember what he said, too, the other day. I was like, what the fuck was that?
I guess start working that and incorporating it into my day-to-day life.
Yeah, incorporate that.
Do you guys need another jug of water? No. All right, it's your Jones, Holmes. Can you imagine? You guys need another bag of salt? No? All right, it's your Jones, Holmes.
Oh, my God,
I'm telling
you
to do it.
Don't do that.
Oh, fuck.
So, yeah, I would suggest watching that movie, Faster.
Yeah, it was cool for sure, though.
Yeah, Billy Bob Thornton was probably my favorite character. Totally.
You were on the, what was it called, The Crash or something? Ass-kicking, 80s ass-kicking cops with bad mustaches? He's like, yeah.
He's like, is that so hard to believe? You? Yeah.
Such a great show.
Yeah, it was cool. So, it was good.
All right, well, speaking of it's your Jones, Holmes, Burger sent this in as a study. Interesting, as we like to be the psychonauts that we are and study different recreational and pharmaceutical or psychotropic drugs.
Okay.
This is a study on Science Daily that came out February 16th. They found no cognitive impairment among ecstasy users.
Really?
I don't want to be the first to throw it out there that ecstasy is really good, and if you can, you should probably do it, but it gives you a little... If you do too much, it will fuck your shit up.
Yeah.
And with ecstasy, much like with Adderall, the higher you get, the lower your come down is, and the harder you crash. So,
right.
And that's what causes people to become what we like to call etards. Yes. Is that they don't like that come down, so they'll just take more. And then pretty soon, they're in that numb, happy state all the time, and they're fucked. They're done. Those people are worthless. But it's fun as fuck if you do it, and if you fuck on it, oh, it's fuck.
If it's just recreational use and not day-to-day. So good.
You can't do it every day, though. This is definitely a once-a-month drug, if you want to be safe, I would say, but... Let's look at this study. The drug known as ecstasy has been used by 12 million people in the U.S. alone and millions more worldwide. Past research has suggested that ecstasy users perform worse than non-users on some tests of mental ability. You know, we perform better, though, on tests of sexual, what do you call that?
Stamina.
Sexual stamina. Sexual cognitive dissonance. I don't know. But there are concerns that the methods used to conduct the research were flawed and the experiments overstated the cognitive differences between ecstasy users and non-users. And one of the big rumors, it's like when people say weed gives you lung cancer or something. One of the rumors with ecstasy, with MDMA, is that it makes your brain bleed.
Yeah,
every time
I've
you do it, it makes
like,
your brain bleed. No, it doesn't. You're an idiot.
Yeah, I've
why
heard
do you say that.
Why... What is that?
Like, it's just like the rumor that when you do LSD, it all stores in your spinal cord. And when you crack your back, you have flashbacks. I should be having flashbacks every morning. It doesn't.
Right?
That's not how it works. There were rumors, just like the marijuana rumor, created to dissolve this drug culture that was rapidly exploding back then, you know?
Huh.
You see a bunch of people doing stuff and having a great time on it. How do you get them to stop? You know that's making your brain bleed? My brain is bleeding! Oh, fuck! Make it stop! Make it stop! Give me a tourniquet right here, around my neck, right here.
Right
tourniquet.
Here.
Stop the bleeding. Stop it.
Yeah, I don't need like, any more blood going to my
head
right now.
Okay, sure.
Oh, my God.
In response to those concerns, a team of researchers has conducted one of the largest studies ever undertaken to re-examine the cognitive effects of ecstasy, funded by a $1.8 million grant from NIDA. Interesting. NIDA, the National Institute on Drug Abuse.
It's an
interesting group that would fund a study.
They
published in the journal Addiction. The study was specifically designed to minimize the methodological limitations of earlier research. In contrast, many prior studies, ecstasy users in the new study showed no signs of cognitive impairment attributable to drug use. Ecstasy use did not decrease mental ability. Boom.
Boom.
So, let's see. You guys want to hear about the study. First, the non-users in the experiment were members of the, quote, rave subculture.
Nice.
And thus repeatedly exposed to sleep and fluid deprivation from all-night dancing, factors that themselves can produce long-lasting cognitive effects.
Those are the kids that walk around with glow sticks, bright pants, and sunglasses on the top of their head when it's dark, and they go, all the time.
Yep. Pretty much.
Or they look like they're going,
there's some pictures of me dressed like that. And it was not Halloween.
I've seen them.
I should scan those.
You are such a little raver,
I was a candy kid for sure.
Funny.
Me and Adam were like the biggest candy kid fags ever.
You had all this glow stick shit and those fucking black
we were all about
pants and shit.
We're all about
such a bag.
Ken Kesey and the Merry Pranksters. We're all about Dayglow tripping. We're all about the bus. I blamed the electric Kool-Aid acid test.
The what?
The electric Kool-Aid acid test.
What is that?
It's a book by Tom Wolfe.
Oh my God.
But that's where all of that interest in that subculture came from. And there was no more Merry Pranksters. So the closest thing I could relate that to was the rave scene. So that's kind of where I went. That's where I went.
Oh, it was horrible. I'm so glad I got to at least see pictures of it. I'm glad you're not in it anymore.
Yeah.
Because I was never into like that stuff. Never. So.
Well.
I was.
Hey,
I was
you live and learn, don't
kid,
you?
All right.
You live and learn, okay?
I've been to raves. Oh. Not a fan, but you know,
okay,
they're
Daria.
All right.
Okay.
But yeah.
Sure.
What?
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 I said, okay, Daria. Art
Whoa,
geek?
No, hey, it wasn't like
art,
that.
Art geek lesbian, let me guess.
Ned.
Army boots, camo, huh?
No.
Haircut looking kind of like what it looks like now? Sure.
No.
Piercings in the nose? Okay, Dyke.
Hey.
Is that so your little Dyke lover can lead you around your little Dyke apartment? Huh?
You probably got ass raped a few times, passed out in a rave.
Whoa.
With glow sticks.
I never passed out in a rave.
Yeah, the guy was going, up your ass.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, he was probably.
Bad Manners says, don't hate. I would fuck the shit out of Daria. True that. True that. True
I
that.
I wasn't as boring and as lame as Daria, thanks.
If you can shave that cunt, sure.
I do, thanks.
Second, participants were screened for drug and alcohol use on the day of cognitive testing to make sure they were all tested while clean. Third, the study chose ecstasy users who did not habitually use other drugs that might themselves contribute to cognitive impairment. Because that's a lot of shit you have to take into consideration. There are so many outlaying effects that could sway this study, you know? So you did ecstasy in the study, but you have been doing heroin for 3 weeks straight. That's going to cause some massive cognitive impairment. But because it's an ecstasy test, they're going to blame the ecstasy and not the heroin you were doing 3 weeks straight.
Right,
so
right.
You have to, that's, I like that they made sure everyone was clean when they
right,
tested.
Yeah.
They let, so you know, if they're testing poorly, it was the ecstasy.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't the heroin binger. It wasn't that they were drunk while they took the test. Like, they had their shit on point, for sure.
Can you imagine being a part of that test group and
yes.
getting, like,
I may
getting
have been.
Ecstasy made?
Yeah.
Like that's
pure
ecstasy,
oh, man.
Dude. That's not, like, some shit on the street corner mixed
right.
with whatever else and this shit and whatever. No, that is pure
really
fucking ecstasy made for that test.
Should have stuck with chemistry.
No, I just want to be a chemistry rat. Be like, I want to do all your tests,
I
want to
be rats on cocaine.
Right?
So then, finally, the experiment corrected for the possibility that any cognitive impairment shown by ecstasy users might have been in place before they started using the drug. Were you retarded before you took the ecstasy? Maybe interesting.
Maybe.
If you're going to have a study funded by NIDA that's going to show ecstasy causes brain damage, you're going to study a bunch of retards. They were all brain damaged before.
Right.
Like, that would sway your results. So the resulting experiment whittled 1,500 potential participants down to 52 carefully chosen ecstasy users whose cognitive function was compared against 59 closely matched non-users, with tests administered at several stages to make sure participants were telling truth about their drug and alcohol use. Good.
Cool.
Sounds like a good study.
Yeah.
Definitely. So does this mean that ecstasy really is the risk-free, hangover-free miracle drug that lets young ravers and gamers party all weekend without having to pay the price? No. Ecstasy consumption is dangerous. Illegally made pills can contain harmful contaminants. There are no warning labels. There's no medical supervision. And in rare cases, people are physically harmed and even die from overdosing. Which, duh. You can do that with aspirin.
Get the pure source somehow. Coke
it
on one of these tests.
But what that's saying is that basically, yes, ecstasy, as far as just being ecstasy, is fine. It's because it's illegal that people make pills shady.
Right.
And they cut it with shit. That hurts.
Yep.
That's not the ecstasy. There's no warning labels, because it's illegal and you're
right.
getting it from some kid.
Now, if this was legal and it was produced, you know, like
you would
mass
be fine.
Produced,
you would absolutely be fine unless you got
because it would be made
on
in a lab, you
exactly.
know, and not
it's, it'd be
you,
like taking
the
pharmaceuticals.
Yeah.
They're fine when taken the right way. If
right.
you abuse them, they quickly become not fine
right.
the longer you abuse them.
Anything for. Is harmful when it's too much.
Burger
you know?
Says rat poison burns when you snort it.
Good job, sir.
See? I mean, it could be anything.
Can
know?
We get a ding for that?
Sure, there you go.
Thank you,
I got dings all day.
Man, dude, fucking snort some rat poison.
It is important for drug abuse information to be accurate, and we hope our report will help upgrade public health messages. But while we found no ominous concerning risk to cognitive performance, that is quite different from concluding that ecstasy use is risk-free, which isn't what the study was trying to show. It was trying to simply show that it does not make you cognitively fucked. So pretty cool they did
yeah,
it right
pretty
good
fucking
to see.
Cool
put a link to that in the show notes of thejamhole.com as I tend to do.
I would love to get a hold of some pure ecstasy.
It's
and
pretty
try that.
Wicked
I've
like,
never
compared
had
to
that.
The pills that you would normally do if you get just pure Molly pure MDMA it is a different trip It's different.
Had that. I tried ecstasy once, and it was crap. I'll just put that way. It made me sweat for like 15 hours and hear shit.
See, a lot of that is because it's cut with speed. And then, not only are you getting into how the ecstasy reacts with the individual, you're getting into how the speed reacts with the individual, but now you're getting into how the ecstasy reacts with the speed reacting with the individual.
Right.
There's just too many unknowns to control for.
I wish I would get the chance to try the pure source and just go off of that, because I'd like to know what that's
well,
like.
Hypothetically, any of our listeners could send some to thejamhole.com/PO box. Just saying. So as you tend to know on the Jam Hole here, we're not very kid friendly, I guess. Mm-hmm. You know what else isn't kid friendly? Ferrets. You know what happened? This is terrible. Our most fucked up state, I might add.
Okay.
A 4-month-old baby boy.
People in Florida do like ferrets. Yeah. Just saying.
This kid is from Grain Valley, Missouri. He's in critical condition after a family pet ferret ate 7 of the infant's blanks.
Toes. Fingers.
Fingers. There you go. I give you half a point for that one.
Was it a baby?
The baby was a baby, four-month old.
I was going to say, I'm like, why
the ferret
it,
was
like,
4 months old? And, yeah. No.
Come on.
7 of the infant's fingers. And the boy's parents are under investigation for neglect and failure to obtain a $100 license for the exotic pet. Are those exotic?
Yeah, bad manners says, who the fuck would leave a ferret alone with a 4-month old?
Yeah.
Ferrets are weird, okay? I used to have 2.
They're crazy.
All right. One was really cool. He was like one of those black and gray silver ones. He was really cool. His name was Winston.
I want to see a ferret fight a chinchilla to the death.
I just saw a chinchilla the other day.
Was it fighting
it.
A ferret?
Oh, my God. It was so soft. I've never touched one
before.
Dude,
2 words. Chinchilla
oh, love it forever.
Jacket.
Oh, dude.
Dude.
Oh, you can't get it wet, though.
But really?
Yeah, it'll.
Oh, because then you have gremlins. Yeah.
If you get a chinchilla wet,
they pop out
little
gremlins. You can't feed them after midnight either, because then they'll turn into a gremlin.
I'm saying it could kill a chinchilla if you get it wet.
Yeah, Lyrical used to have a chinchilla. I remember that shit. That thing was the coolest fucking pet ever.
But I had an albino ferret also, and her name was Sophie, and she was this fucking crazy little bitch, dude. Like, if I let her out of the cage, she would hop around, like, not walk
they
around.
They hop weird.
Just like, dink, 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 and try to nip at your fucking feet, and she would do that constantly, and she'd just get so fucking overexcited and run around all over the room, chase the cats, and, like, bite my feet, and I could see a fucking ferret screwing up some shit, like, seriously fucking up some stuff, because they're a little nuts.
Lyrical says it takes 100 chinchilla to make a coat. True fact.
Nice.
He said his chinchilla was like a Pokemon. It was, dude. This thing
totally
was nuts.
Is. I know
it was
what
a ninja
like.
Chinchilla. It was totally.
I want one so bad. Can we have a chinchilla?
Can we have a 3-way fight between the kitty, a chinchilla, and a ferret?
No.
You think the kitty would just clean house?
Yes.
I think the cat would play it smart, let the chinchilla and the ferret just mortally wound each other, and then just come in and like slice throats. Done.
Then walk
back to her bowl and be like, food. I win. Hits the ding. Lyrical says, I taught it karate.
Oh, yeah.
Ferret goes down first. Chinchilla's like fucking Bruce Lee.
Oh, my God.
I just imagine like a chinchilla with a little head.
Oh, my God.
Doing this.
Oh, that's awesome.
Authorities are not releasing the names of the baby or the ferret. Mother was awakened at 2:30 a.m. to the baby crying. She woke her husband up, who promptly punched her and said, I'm sleeping, bitch. The dad killed the pet by hurling it across the house. The baby now has only 2 thumbs and a partial pinky, the chief said. The ferret was about 6 months old. So, aww. I mean, a 4-month-old, a 6-month-old, they're going to play, you know?
Eh.
The ferret just plays a little rough.
Ferret didn't know.
Hey.
It wasn't taught yet.
What are those? He thought the baby was, like, trying to feed him. He's like, don't mind if I do.
Dude, Vienna sausages, my favorite.
Nom, 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 nom,
okay. God. Dude.
Bad manners is the amazing flying ferret. Could you imagine that scene? Like, baby, just blood everywhere. Dad woke up, just fucking pissed, punches the wife, fucking takes the ferret, cracks it, and throws it against the
wall.
Maybe
keep your ferret in a cage.
Well, when you have a baby, you have to do what's called childproof the house.
Right.
Do you not know that?
Keep your ferret in a cage when
you
have
a baby.
If
you don't know that, you should not have that baby.
Duh.
Which means getting rid of any pets that may or may not come into contact with that child.
Like, they always tell you, you know, to get rid of the cat.
Like, if you have an 8-foot long boa constrictor, the baby might look pretty tasty to it. I'm just saying.
Well, you know, like they always say, you know, if you have cats and stuff, keep the cat away from the baby when you bring it home, because the cat gets jealous and will go in and lay on its fucking face.
Nolly says, how to childproof your ferret. ...
Gun.
Fucking A.
I mean, there's lots of animals you're not supposed to have around fucking babies, dude. Seriously.
At least he has the thumbs, because that's what separates us from apes, right? Is the
he can't...
like this.
I'm like, how can you...
like this. I just
pick
this
up. Pick this up.
I'll pick it up.
Pick that up. I mean, like, with one hand. With one hand. Well, he's got
you
part
have to
of
compromise.
A pinky. He's got part of a pinky, too. So
no, that's...
he's got a pinky.
Not that much of a pinky.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I can't do it.
It's hard. That kid's gonna suck at life. Just saying.
Fucking A.
Hopefully we make robotic
hands. That kid
hands.
Is gonna grow up to be the ferret. And he's gonna be a superhero.
Or he's gonna hate ferrets and set
kill
out
them
to kill
all.
Everyone.
And it's gonna be like Pokemon, but he's going to kill them all.
Right.
No, I'm actually putting them in this ball so they suffocate. It's my Pokeball. I'm killing them all. It's fine. My name's Ash. Fucking homo. Quote, we're trying to figure out if this thing had a crate or a cage, or was it running around the house? What do you think? It jumped into the rocker thing that the baby was sleeping in and ate its fingers. So it found the baby and was like, what's up, baby? I told you I'd get you. I told you. You kept petting me. You know what? I bet it was revenge. You know how babies pet pets? Not very nice.
No.
And that ferret was like, you let them pet me again, I'm going to eat his fingers, and then he can't pet me. And the kid was like, fuck you, ferret. My mama's right here. My daddy's right here. Fuck you, ferret. Ferret was like, yeah, fuck me. Wait till you go to sleep.
Yep.
You know what happened? The baby went to sleep.
Baby deserves
ferret
it.
Ferret made a beeline right to the crib and was like, what's up, baby? Remember me?
I'm
fucking nom 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 nom.
I'm just
going like,
to say
pissed.
It. Baby deserved it. Sorry.
Yeah.
You can't pet animals like that.
At least the baby will be able to hitchhike. And from the sounds of the family, you have a lot of hitchhiking in your future.
What was that girl on, Tiny Toons?
Elmira?
Yeah.
I'm going to love it and hug it and kiss it and squeeze it. And
I know. Oh my God. That's what I think of when I think of little kids petting animals.
When I saw it when Sandy first got their cat, that's what I thought of. When the little
I
kid
was so
grabbed
scared.
The cat and was like, kitty. And the cat
I
was
grabbed
like,
him and took the cat away from him.
So
like, no,
awful.
Don't hurt the kitty.
It was like, dude, that's Elmira. Just like,
I love it, kitty.
I know. And like the eyeballs are popping
furball,
out.
Furball, just like, ah.
I know.
Fucking pissed.
Dude, not cool. Yeah.
The parents said, quote, they never heard the baby crying until late into the ordeal. Too late. It's a little quiet in here. A little too quiet. Who knows what's going on there? These are all things we're working on now when they were, excuse my face, sleeping and where the baby was in conjunction with them. Upon seeing the ferret, the father, quote, just grabbed it and threw it. It hit a dishwasher or cabinet or something.
Oh my God.
So I can
watch he gets charged with animal cruelty.
How pissed would he have been if he threw the ferret and the ferret form of a boomerang and came back and just
and eats his
just
nose.
Fucking pissed. Oh God, ferrets are dangerous, man. They fuck you up for sure.
Dude. That's crazy.
So
that's pretty cool.
Well, let's see. I'm kind of curious what they're going to do with the kid. They say, quote, they can take the child's toes, like two per foot, and attach them to the hands and elongate them where they become like fingers.
Yeah,
not really like
gross.
Fingers, though, are they?
Yeah,
they're
I can't wait
like...
till he grows up and tries to finger his first girlfriend.
Get
Don't
your
touch
toe
me
out
with
of
that.
There. Get your foot out. Oh, it's your hand. Oh, what is that?
Get that away from me.
Here, do you want to meet my ferret? Ferret!
I know, right?
Just rage. Oh man, that's gross though. So good, deform his feet so that not only can he grab things now, but he can't walk either. That's good, right? Why don't you just cut his ankles off and his wrists? He'll just have nubs, huh? Nubs.
Nubs.
Telling you, it's nice to know there are options out there. Those aren't options, dude. Is that like he can somewhat of a normal life as far as using his hands? No, dude.
No.
Those are going. That's not an option. I would be pissed.
Mm-hmm.
Like my feet are fine. I'll be a runner. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I won't do the group marathon because I can't pass you the thing. But I'll run. I can maybe with my little.
Oh,
all
my
right,
God.
1 foot. I need one good. How is his daddy ever going to teach him how to high five? High two just doesn't have the same ring to it. High two. No, Dad, I'm high two. No, I know, but give me it. Forget it.
Oh, God.
Give me some of your pain pills. Fucking kids.
Oh, my God.
Dude, so.
That's pretty. That sucks.
Hmm? I'd MDS says he could get some purple smoking gloves in Cali. Yeah. Fucking ferrets. So, moving on. More children being abused here. Not a good week for kids.
It's a good week for me.
Ending the Friday off fucking strong here. Two children were found doused with chemicals inside of their adopted father's pickup truck.
Nice.
On the side of I-95.
Nice.
He's being held. This is also Florida. Interesting.
I thought I had a 95. Sounded familiar. I'm like, wait.
Jorge Barahona. He's held on $1 million bond.
Jorge Barahona.
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 Barahona. Do you know a Georgie Barahona?
I know quite a few Barahonas.
Do you really?
I do.
Nice.
$1 million
bond on aggravated abuse charge in a horrific case that stretched two counties, leaving his 10-year-old twin adopted son, Victor, clinging to life after being found coated in toxic chemicals.
Hmm.
No, I was making him an M&M. He has a hard candy shell. It just has to harden. Hold on. As deputies prepared Barahona for his hearing this morning, he attempted to throw himself against a sink and an apparent knock himself unconscious. He did not require medical attention. The partially decomposed body of his twin daughter, Nubia, was found in the back of his red pickup truck on the side of I-95. Barahona has not yet been charged in her death. He considered the prosecutor here considered Barahona a flight risk, and a danger both to himself and to the sink. He is not going to have $1 million, is my guess.
Oh, yeah,
he had two other adopted children, a 7-year-old and 11-year-old, a boy and a girl, a 7-year-old girl, 11-year-old boy, formally removed from their home to a therapeutic foster home.
Hmm. Now,
is that an oxymoron? Therapeutic foster home?
Yeah, kind of.
Like, you can't make this into something where people get paid more money the more kids they adopt and then still have it be, like, nice. Because at that point, you're a paycheck.
Yeah.
And you will be treated as such.
Yeah.
Who likes their job? Very few people.
How old is this Barahona?
You're my job now, and I hate you. He is...
And...
Doesn't say. Huh. I'm going to guess 40s, 50s, maybe?
40s, 50s?
Yeah, it doesn't say.
Okay.
Which is weird. Usually they say his age.
You should email me that story, and I will send it to a Barahona and be
really?
Like, hey, are we related?
Can we do that?
I will.
Carmen Barahona?
Maybe. I just know a lot of Barahonas. I know a family of Barahonas. So I'd like to send it to one of them and see what I get back. We're like, hey, is this like your cousin? What's up with your family?
This is pretty crazy. The West Palm Beach police said doctors discovered additional horrors as they treated Victor. His body showed signs of prior injuries, including a fractured clavicle and arm, scarring to his buttocks and lower abdomen, and telltale ligature marks on both wrists. You know what that's from.
Fucking being tied up. Yeah.
Ligature marks. Thanks, CSI. Barahona, who also remains hospitalized, told police he was so distraught over Nubia's death that he intended to kill himself as he sat inside the truck on a grassy shoulder of I-95. He gave Victor a handful of sleeping pills and told him to take them so he could sleep. Barahona told investigators he poured gasoline over his head and planned to ignite himself, but then he had second thoughts because Victor's head was resting in his lap. It was weird. He kept waking up and going to sleep, and waking up and going to sleep, and waking up. Like, you're getting me all wet. Quit. In court Wednesday, Carmen Barahona shielded her face with a sheet of white paper when she entered the courtroom. Through a lawyer, she asked for the children to be sent to live with a family friend. The judge said, fuck that. Quote, I don't want anyone who had any knowledge of what was going on in that home to have any visits or any contact with these children. Yeah.
Right.
You've done enough, thanks. No, yeah, we'll
stay
be sending...
the fuck out of their lives now, please.
We are full, though, so we'll be sending you next week's foster kids soon. So try to be more gentle with these ones.
Hold on to these for a little bit.
Yeah,
don't
a little longer.
Pour chemicals on them this time.
I know, right? So crazy. Fucking, what are you doing? You know you didn't want kids anyway. Why are you I mean, I know. Just go get a job. I mean, it's easier, right? At that point. I mean, it's easier. Trust. Just go get a job.
Meet a Barahona and you'll change your mind.
Tell me a little bit about some Barahonas.
No.
Please.
No.
Why? Give me a hypothetical.
I grew up.
If I met a Barahona, what could I expect? Just hypothetically.
I grew up with two of them.
And
their brother and sister.
And they like to fuck each other?
No.
Should I have said that?
They're going to
come here and fuck
they
me
do
now?
Not do that.
Okay. Anymore. Right.
The brother always wanted to fuck me, but that didn't happen. No, they're just, they're Mexican and Honduran. Mix.
Oh, really? It's a fiery little spicy
mom,
mix there.
Their mom, beautiful.
Salsa.
Fucking gorgeous.
Arriba.
Dude. Like.
Andale, andale. Epa, epa.
Yeah.
Goño.
Their mom is gorgeous.
Know what I mean?
The son, he kind of got the beer gut thing going on. He used to be a big skater. It was kind of
Nally's Undead says, chemicals got on the kids and turned them into Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
The son...
It's the ooze.
The boy of the Barahonas I used to hang out with, he was always into all the drugs and shit. Like, he'd be like, hey, guys, let's try this. Like,
oh,
he'd
nice,
come over and be like, hey, guys,
the
I got this.
The psychonaut of the group, sure.
Yeah, he was one of those. And we were, yeah, he was definitely a lot of fun. The girl, you know, she kind of stuck with whatever. She was a girl. She didn't really, I don't know. I liked her when I was in middle school, and then I started hanging out with the brother in high school, so... I don't know. They were in the neighborhood. We always hung out. It was cool. But, yeah. The brother is the groundskeeper, I think. Or no, an air conditioner installer or some shit. And the girl works at a grocery store.
Hmm.
Yeah. But they're,
all right.
They're, I sure, don't know. Sure. They're a little bit more stand up than this Barahona. I still want to email one of them and be like, hey.
Hey, anyone in your family get into the business of foster kids lately?
Hey. Do you have
any
a really
of
fucked
them?
Up cousin?
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll put a link to that in the show notes. It kind of just goes on about the family and shit. I'm over it. So, a couple more before we get out here. This one's short. Also, from Florida. Interesting. Oh. Seeing a little theme here tonight,
okay.
huh?
Okay.
A homeless man in Sarasota County.
Whoa, this is our first Sarasota story. No!
Are you ready
Don't
for
ruin
this?
My hometown. Are you kidding me? I just saw a TV show with my hometown on it, and they like showed the fucking county court, and I'm like, oh
just
my
explode.
God, I've been there.
Oh.
Everywhere they showed in that show, I was flipping out. I'm like, that's my fucking home, dude. Get out of there. Sarasota, dude, really?
A homeless man.
Sorry, soda.
Went to court and was arrested on Friday, but the notable part of the story is what he had hidden in his blank.
Wow.
His rectum.
Yes.
Damn near killed him. Thank you. The judge sent Neil Lansing to jail, where corrections deputies conducting a routine search in cell block found part of a condom sticking out of his rectum.
Nice.
Hey, what's that? Get a little, got a little prolapsy there. What's going on?
Well,
can I pull that out? What? What the? Hold on, where is this going? Oh,
right.
Oh, you're a clown. I get it. That's funny. So we have inside the condom 17 round blue pills. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Oxy 80s? I don't know.
What else
is blue and round and willing to be shoved up your ass
Some
to smuggle
forms
into
of
jail?
Adderall.
One cigarette, 6 matches, just in case, mm-hmm. 1 flint, one empty syringe with an eraser over the needle, which is,
you don't have the lid over it?
Where's your lid for one? For two, you totally just ruined that needle.
Yeah.
Like, you put an eraser on that?
That's gonna make it dull as fuck.
If you haven't seen this, I don't know, if you're interested, I always found this really interesting. There's a place online, I forget where it is, but you can search for it. I'll find it and put it in the show notes just for this.
What are you doing right now?
Someone said the feed died. My feed is broadcasting fine.
Maybe
okay.
refresh
Sorry.
Your shit.
Yeah, refresh your shit. Anyway, what was I saying? Oh, there's a site that shows under a microscope what a brand new needle, dart, syringe, rig, whatever,
yes.
what that looks like. And then they show it like it's perfect, right? Brand new.
Uh-huh.
After one use, after two uses, after three, all the way up to, I think, like 5 or 10.
Yeah.
Zoomed in at the microscope level, if you saw that, you would never use a needle more than once. Because when you zoom in on that, the point gets fucked.
Like it's not
so
a point
fucked.
Anymore?
It looks pointy to the eye, but under the microscope, it is absolutely not. It is barbed. The pointy part is bent over. And the more you use it, the more it gets bent. And eventually, when you put that in your arm and you go to pull it out, it will shred your vein. And it's... I saw that a long time ago, before any of this shit. And I was like, whoa. And I feel really bad for people that do that, that live in states where they're not allowed to buy needles.
Right,
that's
right.
kind of fucked up.
That
some
sucks.
Say it's better, but some say no. I don't think it is. I think you should have access to that. If people are going to do it, they're going to do it. We
right.
have proof. Look at the states that have people doing it. They have...
abscess.
They share
time.
Them. They're all fucked up.
STDs
our junkies
up the
are
ass.
Some of the healthiest junkies in the world.
I know.
Tell
right?
you that. But yeah, no, it's completely fucked. I'll find it and put a link to it in the show
that's
notes.
So bad,
it's,
dude.
You have to see it. Like it,
and putting
just
an
for
eraser
a picture, like
on a needle.
Yeah, that's what I'm
that's
saying.
That's gonna fuck it, dude.
Yeah. So, we're not done. He had on top of all that a lip balm container, one additional used condom. You know, for our nightcap later. And a receipt from CVS Pharmacy and a coupon for your...
A coupon?
Good for $5 off your next condom purchase.
Why do you have a coupon in your asshole?
He's now faces charges. He possessed drug and tobacco product inside the jail. 33 years old. It's quite the find. First comment.
Nice.
Now that's what you call junk in the trunk. Because of the heroin and the
yeah.
pills and the need. Okay.
Great.
So... there we go, and real quick, oh, damn, Mike's not listening anymore. Well, I want to talk about this, because I'm an Android fan.
Okay.
Wouldn't go so far. Maybe fanboy status once in a while.
Okay.
I do have a hacked Droid X running the Liberty 1.5 ROM. Still loving
right.
it. You know what I'm not loving? Hey, Twitter. Can I talk about this?
I guess.
Are we okay? Hey,
yeah.
Twitter. What the fuck? I get a message today on my Twidroid app that says, I'm sorry, this app is banned. I'm sorry, what?
Excuse me?
This app is banned, but here, you can use the official Twitter app instead. I looked at the official Twitter app before I used the free version of Twidroid, and it was garbage. I looked at it now, still garbage. Interesting. So you drop my app that I love, Twidroid. It's one of the highest rated Twitter apps for Android. It's amazing just what it does. It's so great. And then you recommend that I use yours? What the fuck?
That's pretty gay.
Pretty gay. They said that it should be back up and open, though. So we'll see.
Whatever.
But I switched to Seismic, and I did this in the daytime because I like all was not right on my phone. I have my widget right there so I can quick glance, see anything I need to see, pop it open, write a message, done. My day was off, dude, because of that.
I'm sorry.
Like, that really, there was a massive disturbance in the force. So, what they said was that there was some policy violations. What I think I don't know. They mentioned that some of these apps that got banned were messing with your stream and adding things to your Twitter feed to make money.
Uh-huh.
I don't believe they were doing that, and there were no examples given by Twitter. I think they're mad about the branding.
Yeah.
They don't like anyone using the word Twitter, the word tweet, any of that. They will go after you if you make an app and call it something like Twitter Best or something like that. Like, you can't do that.
Right.
So, but Twidroid, it's TWID. Like, that's not Twitter or anything. So, I don't know. I don't know what happened, but basically, yeah, it's all fucked up. No, it's installed. See, Burger says, can't you install it on your... Like, it's installed. Twitter blocked access to the API. If there's no API, you have nothing coming into that app. It's an empty app, basically. Yes, caller, you're live on the Jam Hole. What's up?
What's up, bitches?
What's up?
Bad Manners, man.
Who's this? Oh, Bad Manners. What's up?
Yeah. What's kicking, dude?
Our youngest listener for a month calling in already. Take notes, listeners. This is how it's done. How's it
going?
Yeah,
I'm also older than you, fucker.
Are you? How old are you? Bullshit.
I'm 33, Joseph.
Oh, shit.
Oh, wow.
Got me by a few years. Nice. So where do you live at, man? You're a new listener to the show recently, a month, you said?
Yeah, I'm in New Orleans.
Oh, no shit. Louisiana.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yep, down south.
Have you ever been to Montana?
Have not.
Okay, because we heard on the weed show that we do that medical marijuana in Montana has caused more destruction than Hurricane Katrina. Now, you're there. How's the destruction?
Yeah, I can't see that happening.
How's the destruction? Not pretty bad, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty fucked up.
Okay,
because... Well, it was pretty fucked up.
Because I'm in Montana now, and it's not fucked up at all, so I was just curious.
I drove through Louisiana after Hurricane Katrina, and
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was in Florida when Hurricane Katrina hit and driving tow truck at that time, so yeah, imagine my life. Fucking down in Naples, everybody's calling tow truck drivers up in Sarasota.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh yeah, dude. I was fucking making trips from Sarasota to fucking Naples to Miami and back daily. Like, three or four
Jesus.
Times a day. It sucked.
Yeah, that definitely does suck.
So
yeah, we were stuck in North Mississippi for 3 weeks before we could actually come back down into town.
Oh, yay.
Damn.
Yeah, they were giving people, what was it, people out in, like, I guess Naples or something, they were giving them coupons and shit to go to the stores that were in Sarasota. So you had all these people flooding Sarasota because we didn't get hit.
Jeez.
It was fucking nuts, dude. Imagine I'm driving a Sterling flatbed fucking tow truck going out there and ganking out like mobile homes and like these Jeez. Vehicles that are underneath homes and like fucking just shit just everywhere, pulling trees out of places, dude. It sucks.
Lyric Cal says Danny is such white trash, but I mean that as a compliment.
Oh, thanks.
Hey, there's another southerner here. She's relating. That's cute.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, you're no longer alone, Danny. But look on the bright side. Florida has two things: white trash or old people and Cubans.
And old people die soon. So it's cool. So how's Mardi Gras? I've never been to a Mardi Gras, and I'd love to go to one.
Well, I'm kind of jaded because I live here. I've seen it 33 fucking times, but you definitely got to get your asses down here, man. We'll go party.
Hell yeah, man. Sounds good. Well, thanks for the call, dude. Anything else before we wrap this up?
No, bro. Keep rocking on. Happy anniversary.
All right, cool, man. Thanks. Bad manners, everyone. How was that call? Excellent. Perfect. Clear. No problem. Sure, Skype. Thanks.
Not bad. Not bad.
I'll rate that. Sure. There you go. Bad Manners,
cool.
Our not newest listener, but he's been with us for about a month, enjoying the show.
Fuck yeah.
In the lead for donations for 2011. ILT's newest member, as soon as I send that. And Kitty?
Fuck off!
So, hey.
She's like clawing my foot.
She wants to play with you.
This
she
is podcast.
She says it's time for the show to be over,
oh,
and she wants to play.
It kind of is, isn't it?
It is. She's telling you.
Oh, that must have been that must have been the. I swear to fucking God, this.
She's totally staring at you like, come on, what's up? Let's
you
do
think
this.
That when I'd lock you in your litter box that hasn't been cleaned all week and just leave you there all night. Okay, so IP Torrents still sucks. Thanks, Burger. ILT rules. no, what was I gonna say? That Oh, yeah, he's in the lead, 2011 calls, and he says, guys, sound like a D-bag. Everyone sounds like a D-bag to themselves. It takes you a while to get used to it. Sean thought he sounded like a D-bag, too. Sean really did, though, so that's...
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Well, is that it? Are we happy? Is that an episode?
Happy anniversary, baby.
No, happy anniversary.
Happy 2-year and 3-year anniversary.
Fucking A. Well, thank you guys. I'm glad you all joined us this evening. It's been a slice. Of course, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday for the last 3 godforsaken years we've been doing this. Jamhole TV, check it out, thejamhole.com/live, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern. You can leave us messages, 406-204-4687. I'd like to see some more activity on the forums. That would be nice. Thejamhole.com/forum, sign up's free. Join us on the Facebook group, Twitter, all that shit. And I got some YouTube vids. I'll be posting the Valentine's Day Get Poetry Slam footage probably this weekend, because there's another one Sunday and I do not want to get behind with that. So we'll start getting that up. You can see me rock the crowd and you can see everyone else rock it. And yeah, it's good shit.
Fuck
no,
yeah.
Lyrical, thank you. Nollies, Bad Manners, Burger, MDS, everyone that listens, thank you guys. Ed Bland, always a pleasure. We got the Hot Box coming at y'all tomorrow.
Yup.
And what should we end with? I feel like we should almost end with some fucking... some rap music project shit.
Sure. We should end with, I don't know. Whatever the fuck. I don't care. I'm done. Happy anniversary. I love you guys. I love you.
I'm just gonna play this from the top. We're gonna have a little party now ourselves. You ready to party?
I am.
You've been ready to party since we started the show.
Yes, I know. I have been.
Can we leave the stuff on?
It's our anniversary night.
Can we party on the on?
Can we?
I don't know.
Do you want to?
Do you guys want to see us party? Oh fuck! All right. We'll catch you guys tomorrow for the Hot Box and Monday for this. Thejamhole.com. That's our site. Love ya.
Goodbye.
You are listening to the Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. .com.